And so that you can better understand what I am saying, let's explore the strength of our discussion with an example. Consider this. A man is infatuated with a beautiful and attractive woman. As long as he can't have her, he behaves like a man who has lost his mind, verging on insanity. But once he achieves his desire, he has satisfied his craving. Therefore, if he doesn't experience pleasure at the beginning, as his situation is madness, nor at the end, as he calms his wild desires with the fulfillment of his lust, where exactly can we find the pleasure? However, our actions are different. From the start, they're free of any disturbance, and the pleasure stays vibrant until the end. In fact, our pleasure doesn't have an ending, our good deeds don't have a limit, and this pleasure never fades away.